Daniel organized the planting of our indigenous garden today. Now, I don't know whether he was just plain pragmatic, whether he was prophetic, or whether it was just luck that the gospel reading tonight is also about planting. The parable of the sower, the seeds and the soil, as told by Jesus in this evening's gospel reading, aim to carry, to cover every possibility. Standard interpretations of this parable have largely concentrated and focused on the types of soil the seed was planted in or scattered upon, and urged us as members of congregations, as readers, to identify what type of soil we were. Were we good soil or bad soil or rocky soil or thorny soil? And the usual exhortation was change, become better, improve, become more receptive soil so that we can be better able to receive God's word. We were challenged to be concerned about what kind of ground we were on with God. How many birds were in our field, how many rocks, how many weeds, how many thorns. We were challenged to work out how we could clean them all up, how we could turn ourselves into well-tilled, well-weeded, well-fertilised, probably organic fields for the sowing of God's word. The odds were 3-1 against us. Those are the odds in the parable again, after all. And we were challenged to work out how we could beat the odds or at least improve on them by cleaning up our ground, cleaning up our lives. But what if the parable is as much or maybe more about the sowing or the planting rather than about the type of ground? For us, as 21st century Christians, I think that the sowing and the planting is going to become, or maybe remain, the main focus of the sharing in the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. Preliminary figures from last year's census are scary. They show that in the 2016 census, about 30% of the Australian population indicated that they have no religion. This percentage has almost doubled this century. Australians, no religion, 21st century census figures. 2001, 16% of Australians said they had no religion. 2011, 23% of Australians said they had no religion. By 2016, 30% of Australians said they had no religion. Not only is there an increase in the percentage of the Australian population who claim to have no religion, there is also an alarming decrease in the percentage of Australians identifying as Christians. But of those that identify as Christians, only 1 in 7 of those attend church at least once a month. In the 2016 census, 52% of Australians identified as Christians, and this also had gone down. 1996, 80% of Australians said they were Christians. 1991, 74% of Australians say they are Christian, and by 2016, 52% of Australians say they are Christian. So this means that by the time of the next census in 2021, we'll probably have less than 50% of Australians identify as being Christians. So, if our church is to survive, if Christianity is to survive in our community, in our city, in our country, how and where and when is the good news about Jesus the Christ going to be planted? The short answer is it's got to be planted everywhere and by every possible and available method. The sowing, the planting is going to be more important. It needs to become reckless, extravagant, and boundaryless. Just 2 weeks ago, I read what I'm going to read out in a minute in the Herald Sun e-news, and it says, Greens Senator Lee Rhiannon will be moving to stop federal parliament opening every day with the Lord's Prayer. The push follows figures from last year's census showing less than one-third of Australians identify with no religion. Senator Rhiannon, who raised the issue in the New South Wales Parliament in 2003, wants a period of reflection instead for MPs to reflect on their responsibilities, and she'll be pursuing the change when Parliament resumes from the winter break. Back to the parable. The parable read to us by Lizzle tonight is about the extravagance of a sower who does not seem to be fazed by the birds stealing and feeding on the seed, by the rocks, by the thorns and other concerns. The sower is generous, the sower is confident, the sower flings seed everywhere, wastes it with holy abandon, feeds the birds, whistles at the rocks, picks its way through the thorns, shouts hallelujah at the good soil and just keeps on sowing, 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 confident that there is enough seed to go around. Now this interpretation of the parable of the sower, rather than the parable of the different kinds of soil or the different kinds of ground, may sound quite different from the traditional interpretation. The focus is not on us and our strengths and our goodnesses and our shortfalls, but on the generosity of our Maker, the prolific sower, who does not obsess about the condition of the fields, who's not stingy with the seed, but who casts it everywhere on good soil and bad, who is not cautious or judgmental or not even very practical, but who seems willing to keep reaching into the seed bag for all eternity, covering the whole of creation with the fertile seed of God's love and truth. And do we, have we done any sowing at South Yarra Community Baptist Church? Well, yes, today we've done some planting. We've done some planting to encourage the birds and the bees and the butterflies. Have we done any other planting? Well, as a relatively newcomer, I'm going to say yes. We have signs and symbols acknowledging and welcoming our first peoples of this land. We have signs and rainbow stickers indicating that this is a safe place for sexual minorities. We support the Indigenous Hospitality House and the Refugee Resource Centre. By the way, remember that Meryl's bringing her basket for donations for the Refugee Resource Centre next week. Our church has a website which is detailed and especially welcoming for minority and non-conforming groups and individuals. A church has a unique liturgy followed by a communal meal to which all are invited, great hospitality. A church has fantastic liturgical resources online, Laughing Bird Resources, which were acknowledged 2 weeks ago in the speech of the retiring Secretary General of the Baptist World Alliance, or as Nathan referred to him as the Baptist Pope, at the Baptist World Alliance Study Commission in Bangkok, where our pastor Nathan was 2 weeks ago. These resources, wonderful, are available online to be used by people worldwide. And as just a little aside, I am supervising a student clergy in Seoul, in Korea at the moment. He is a Canadian and he uses the Laughing Board bird resources. I don't quite understand how the Australian context in Korea works, but he knows them very well and uses them often. And then the other sowing and planting, which has come out of this church about a year ago, we farewelled Alison and her family to establish Sanctuary Baptist Church in Warrnambool. Though I've never been there, it is apparently larger than the attendance here, and it has many more children. So, are we satisfied with our planting? Are we satisfied with our sowing? Are we finished? I hope not. What about some of the ideas put forward at the Open Space Day? What about all the people who live over there, and the people who live over there, and the people who live over there, and the people who live over there? We are called South Yarra Community Baptist Church, but more than half of us live outside South Yarra. What are we doing about the people of South Yarra? What planting, what sowing are we doing there? God calls us to live the gospel, not just to think about it, not just to dream about it, not just to pray about it, but to implement it. Jesus calls us to action. Let's continue and follow Jesus' example. Let's continue to spread the seeds generously, extravagantly, continually, and indiscriminately. There is no point being exclusive or selective. Jesus welcomed all. In the parable, the seed was planted everywhere, generously, extravagantly, recklessly. We must continue to do so also. From 1 Peter 2:5, the concept of the priesthood of all believers, remembering that all of us, as members of the community of faith, we are all leaders. We're all called to use our God-given talents to love, to serve, and to grow in community collectively. Jesus' approach to mission was quite at odds with our often play-it-safe instincts. Too often we tend to play it safe by sowing the word only where we are confident it will be well received. We don't go to anybody who might question it, who might tell us to go away, tell us they're not interested. In the name of good stewardship, we also hold tightly to our resources, making sure that nothing is wasted. We often stifle creativity and energy for mission by resisting new or different ideas in the fear that they may not work and that we've maybe squandered a bit of money. But in the parable, the sower was reckless, was generous. Jesus gives us freedom to take risks for the sake of the gospel. He endorses and encourages extravagant generosity in sowing the word, even in perceived perilous, rocky, thorny places. Though we may wonder at the wisdom or efficiency of his methods, Jesus promises that the end result will be a bumper crop. Interesting sign I came across on the internet. If you are more fortunate than others, build a longer table, not a taller fence. In other words, sow more seeds. Amen.
Thank you, John.